In Olympia this year, Washington lawmakers considered a measure to establish a network of maritime heritage areas along the state's shoreline. The idea is to give visitors a window into the state's rich seafaring history. Supporters say the heritage areas will also draw attention to Washington's thriving maritime industry. Much of that industry is centered in King County, more specifically, the industrial area south of downtown near Soto. Many maritime advocates worry that pressure to develop a lively sports and nightclub district in Soto could threaten the nearby seaport. KUOW's Marcy Silman has more.
Looking to the north is this amazing view of the city of Seattle. Skyline, the Space Needle, Queen Anne. I'm just west of Harbor Island, the Port of Seattle's main container shipping facility. A strong north wind is whipping up whitecaps on Elliott Bay, so a group of sea lions has taken refuge near some empty barges. You can't see the animals, but you can hear them barking. This narrow strip of land is Jack Block Park. It's part of the Port of Seattle property. The park runs along Elliott Bay between Southwest Harbor Drive and Harbor Island. 100 years ago, this wasn't a shoreline.
All of this land, or a large portion of it, was all man-made. So we're standing on fill that was put in over the century to create this port.
Seattle writer and maritime historian Joe Follinsby has joined me at the park.
Over here, right next to us, is one of the big container yards. So when you drive across the West Seattle Bridge and you look down to what's going on, you're seeing containers coming from all over the world with every kind of goods you can imagine. Most of the clothes that you're wearing, all the electronics that you're using, the shoes that you're wearing, a lot of the goods that you use in your house, they all come in on those containers.
The Harbor Island container terminals are just a sliver of statewide maritime operations. Combined with fishing and boat building, Washington Maritime is huge, a $30 billion annual industry. That's according to a new study commissioned by the Seattle-King County Economic and Workforce Development Councils. Shipping and related businesses make up almost a third of the maritime activity, and most of the state's shipping happens here at Harbor Island. It's located in a part of Seattle that's officially called the Duwamish Manufacturing and Industrial Center. The trade flow in and out of Harbor Island generates a staggering amount of money, according to Seattle Port Commissioner Tom Albro.
$7 billion of our state's exports go through Port of Seattle marine terminals.
Right there.
$7 billion. Everything from the hay farmer, you know, to the manufacturer in Kent.
That's why Albro, his fellow port commissioners, and maritime industry advocates are leery of new development just to the east of the main access roads to the port terminals in Soto. Albro worries that if you build new restaurants, hotels, or condominiums so close to the seaport, they might squeeze out established industry.
Industrial areas and businesses and these jobs, they're like a salmon stream. They need buffer zones. They need some room to, keep the water temperature down so that fish don't die. In this case, so that jobs don't die. And so one of the things that they need is to be given a little bit of room, because they're not the kinds of things people want to live right up against.
Albro and I are outside the main entrance to Safeco Field on First Avenue. Just to the south of us is the property where a proposed basketball or hockey arena might be built. To the west, we can see the giant orange cranes. They hoist shipping containers bound for the far corners of the world. And someday, if the Seattle City Council agrees, we might see a shiny hotel or condo tower looming to the northwest, just across the street from CenturyLink Field. This section of the Duwamish Industrial Zone is designated as a special stadium district. In a pair of new studies released late last year, Seattle City planners proposed opening part of this area to more construction. They want to bring in more amenities for sports fans. But Seattle Planning Director Marshall Foster says they're also trying to support Pioneer Square, where businesses have been struggling.
What we've learned in Pioneer Square is that we really need investment in not just
market rate housing, but we need better retail. But we really need more people living there with discretionary income, spending money.
Foster says no matter what the Seattle City Council decides to do in the industrial zone, somebody's going to be upset. Condos, hotels, and restaurants are not necessarily industry's best friends. And the planning department studies state specifically that preserving industry in this area is Seattle's top priority.
I think of it as two sides of a coin. We try to link those two proposals. So the protections for the Duwamish are linked to, we'd also like to allow potentially some more flexibility in the stadium district. And we want to make sure that folks kind of look at those two sets of proposals together.
Foster admits for the Port of Seattle, this is a very touchy issue. He agrees with the port that too much gentrification in SoTo could threaten marine industry, and that could strike at Seattle's seafaring heart.
This is one of those issues that really resonates with people because it's close to our history and identity as a city. Yeah. You know, the kind of blue-collar working, kind of the gritty backbone of what Seattle is for people.
If you're talking about the history of maritime activity in this area, you have to actually start with the native peoples.
Maritime historian Joe Follinsby.
Because they were using Puget Sound as, for 8,000 or 10,000 years, as kind of the Interstate 5 for their culture. I mean, there were canoes that were always up and going up and down and visiting and trading.
With George Vancouver's arrival here in 1792, Follinsby says we saw British and Anglo-Americans start to use the Puget Sound waters in the way we think of modern maritime commerce. He'd like to make sure Seattle keeps at least a piece of that blue-collar identity.
That's part of our soul. I mean, that's part of what made us what we are, starting in the 1850s, and it's still an important piece of what we do. We just don't hear about it enough or as much because it's not as sexy as a new phone in your pocket.
I actually think it is sexy.
Port Commissioner Tom Albro.
I think the idea of good-paying work
is sexy.
I just think that's sexy.
But Albro agrees that without a brand name like Amazon, Microsoft, or Starbucks, or without expensive marketing campaigns, it's a little harder to get the general public excited about blue-collar maritime.
I think we need a calendar.
Like those sexy firefighter spreads. That idea may not be so far-fetched. Seattle Planning Department officials say major cities like Chicago, New York, and San Francisco have developed branding campaigns for their blue-collar industries, so why not Seattle? The Seattle City Council was supposed to vote this month whether or not to allow more development in the Duwamish Manufacturing and Industrial Center and the Stadium District. They decided to delay that vote until 2015 to give themselves a little more time to study the plans. I'm Marcy Silman.